Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Understanding and Loving Your Child with ADHD by Stephen Arterburn and Michael Ross, narrated by Jim Dennison. Part 1. Understanding ADHD. Chapter 1. Recognizing the Signs and Symptoms. Is it time to see the doctor? Take our quiz and find out. As early as the first grade, Sandra's boy, Ethan, struggled in social settings, usually at school, but also at church and during playdates with friends. He was constantly moving and squirming, interrupting kids and adults, and rarely listening or following rules. "Ethan, slow down," became just about every adult's mantra, followed by, "I need you to stop what you're doing, put your arms down, look me in the eye, and listen." By second grade, Ethan's teacher had devised a behavior chart that tracked disciplinary issues, including inattentive behaviors. She then emailed weekly updates to Sandra, along with a rundown on how Ethan had missed the mark in her class. Each day, Ethan had trouble focusing. He would often cut lines, and he wouldn't share with other children. We had to place him in timeout 6 times in 3 days. Sandra couldn't help groaning as she read each note. The teacher's smiley face, frowny face charts felt so demeaning to her. "This just isn't working," Sandra thought. "Yes, my kid is downright ornery at times, yet to constantly tell him no or to stop, and then to put him in time out and label him with a frowny face, has got to be crushing what little self-esteem he has left." Ethan really was a good kid. So sweet, so lovable, he deserved better. Yet Sandra had no idea how to distinguish common kid behaviors from possible signs of something more serious that could be going on. Thankfully, a much-needed helping hand came through Ethan's third-grade teacher, who concluded that Ethan was simply unable to control his inattentive behaviors on his own, and agreed that behavior charts were making things worse. "I think Ethan's issue is medical," he told Sandra, "and it very well could be a neurodevelopmental disorder such as ADHD. So, with your permission, I'd like for a school psychologist to spend a day observing your son. She'll be able to give us some clues on what might be driving Ethan's behavior." Sandra wholeheartedly agreed, and within 24 hours, she had a recommendation: get Ethan evaluated for ADHD. 1 week later, she sat with him in the exam room of Ethan's pediatrician, who conducted a full physical and blood work, not to mention a preliminary evaluation of Ethan's emotional well-being. "Overall, he's a healthy kid," the doctor told Sandra. "Results from the blood work will tell us more, but at this point I'm going to refer you to a psychiatrist who can make a diagnosis as well. All the signs are leaning toward ADHD." Soon, Sandra had an official diagnosis. Ethan did, in fact, have ADHD inattentive type. This meant school administrators could write up a 504 plan for the boy, and they could finally get him the help he needed at school. Sandra was relieved, though it wasn't easy for her to accept that there was something atypical about her child. "I've come to accept the fact that my kid, like all children, is imperfect," she later told one of her closest girlfriends. "I'm learning that ADHD in children is common, but not straightforward. So we're going to make the best of this, and I'm going to see that Ethan gets the best education and the best future possible." But as the weeks turned into months, Sandra's frustrations began to grow again, and Ethan continued to fall behind at school and get into trouble with his teacher. "I'm so sorry to report this," the teacher told Sandra at the classroom door, "but we had a rough day today. Ethan just wouldn't stay focused." "Did you check his backpack?" Sandra asked. "We have a 504 plan with instructions in the backpack." "No," the teacher interrupted, "I didn't check it, and I'm sorry. I have 24 other children and one assistant, so I overlooked it." Sandra took a deep breath and then spoke. "I get it. You're busy," she said. But if you could just read the instructions, you'll find that they are so clear, and they really will make a difference for Ethan and you. It's all part of the plan, and it will work if we can follow it. 6 months later, Sandra was having the same conversation with Ethan's teacher, who simply did not have the time or energy to follow a state-issued 504 plan. Meanwhile, Sandra put Ethan on a strict no-sugar diet, but soon discovered it wasn't helping either. All this hard work trying to normalize life for my son, and yet it feels as if it's falling apart, Sandra told her friend. We've really taken this seriously, checking Ethan's backpack every night for notes from his teacher, talking to him about interactions at school, and having him repeat back to me directions for his homework. But he's still not improving, so I think it's time to take the next step. After more than 8 months and no success using the 504 plan, Sandra decided to put Ethan on ADHD medication. She and his doctor agreed to a low dose of the stimulant Adderall, just to see how Ethan would react. 4 weeks later, Ethan's teacher sent home a positive report. Ethan is participating more, as well as giving me his full attention and showing more interest in the assignments I hand out. Medication wasn't Sandra's first choice for her son, but it was working, and the balance that was finally achieved in her 8-year-old's life allowed Sandra and her husband to enjoy a long overdue date night. For years, she and her husband worried that a sitter wouldn't be equipped to handle their son's special needs. They tried hiring a teenager, but it didn't work out, and the experience left them even more nervous, so the couple just didn't get out much. But as Ethan gradually began to improve, the couple felt comfortable leaving their boy with a sitter. An actual couple's night out and coming home to a peaceful house, Sandra thought, that's every parent's dream. A dream I'm ready to live. Can you relate to this young mother's dilemma with her boy? Do you suspect that your own child has ADHD, but, like Sandra, you aren't sure how to distinguish common kid behaviors from the possible signs of a neurodevelopmental disorder? Two of the most frequently asked questions we receive from parents are, what are the signs and symptoms of ADHD? And how can I sort them out from normal kid stuff? At some point, nearly every child gets fidgety in church, tunes out a teacher, blocks simple instructions, or acts impulsively around friends. And what kid doesn't have an occasional meltdown or refuse to share or take turns? It's all par for the course in most healthy households. Here's the difference with ADHD, a red flag that could mean it's time to see a medical professional. ADHD may be present in your child if you observe a persistent pattern of inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity that interferes with functioning or development. If the signs are few and far between, and if you notice them only in certain situations, such as with a specific group of kids or only in the classroom, then your child probably does not have a neurodevelopmental disorder. On the other hand, if he or she shows several symptoms that are present across all situations, at home, at school, and at play, it's time to take a closer look. Ready to get started? Let's begin with a quiz. Don't worry, it's one we guarantee you'll pass, but we can't promise that you'll like the results. While the intention here isn't to provide a scientific evaluation of your child or to provide an official diagnosis, the goal is to help you gain insight into your kid's behavior. Are you observing a persistent pattern of inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity? Are 6 or more of the symptoms persisting for 6 months or longer? Is your child developing socially or academically at a pace that's consistent with other kids their age? The quiz coming up will help you assess where your child is right now. You'll get a snapshot of not only observable patterns, but also to what extent they are affecting your child's life. If much of your child's world is severely impacted by inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity, it's a good idea to get a thorough examination from your family doctor. Please consider each question and think about how often each statement has been true of your child in the past month. Jot down 0 for never, 1 for sometimes, 2 for often, and 3 for always. Assessing your child for ADHD. My child seems self-focused and unable to recognize other people's needs and desires. My child constantly interrupts me, other adults, such as teachers, and even kids. My child struggles with taking turns. My child can't keep his or her emotions in check. My child simply can't sit still and seems to fidget constantly. My child has trouble paying attention at home, in the classroom, and with the team. My child struggles to play quietly. My child avoids activities that require sustained mental effort, such as paying attention in class or completing homework assignments. My child makes careless mistakes on tasks because he or she has trouble following instructions that require planning. My child can't get organized or keep track of tasks and activities. My child seems quieter than other kids, often staring into space and daydreaming. My child is forgetful and often loses things such as toys. Add the numbers you circled in each column. Now add the total for each column to get your score. What does your score mean? If your score is 12 or less, it is unlikely that your child is struggling with ADHD. While your son or daughter may be fidgety or forgetful or act impulsively on occasion, you haven't observed consistent patterns of inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity. But keep reading. This book is all about helping you to understand and love your child, whether or not ADHD is an issue. And it's packed full of tips and ideas that can help you strengthen the parent-child connection. What's more, it doesn't hurt to seek a medical assessment just to be sure. If your score is more than 13 but less than 21, it is possible that your child is struggling with ADHD. Although it may not always hold them back, your son or daughter may experience difficulty focusing on tasks, and he or she may struggle to concentrate on school assignments. You may also observe impulsivity and hyperactivity. It's important that you study the strategies outlined in this book, especially chapters 2, 3, and 8, and that you seek a medical assessment. If your score is more than 21, it is probable that your child is struggling with ADHD. In order for your child to be diagnosed with ADHD, he or she must have at least 6 or more of the following symptoms. 1. A lack of attention to details and/or makes careless mistakes. 2. Difficulty sustaining attention. 3. Doesn't listen when spoken to. 4. Doesn't follow instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, projects, or chores. 5. Difficulty organizing tasks. 6. Avoids tasks that require sustained attention. 7. Loses things necessary to complete a task. 8. Distracted by things around them. 9. Forgetful in daily activities. 10. Fidgets. 11. Leaves seat often for no reason. 12. Constantly restless. 13. Can't engage in activities quietly. 14. Often on the go. 15. Talks excessively. 16. Blurts out answers. 17. Difficulty waiting for a turn. And 18. Interrupts conversations with others. It's essential that you consult your doctor and have your child evaluated for ADHD. This book will guide you through the process, from the initial meeting with your primary health care provider to the key steps you'd be wise to follow once you receive an official diagnosis. No single treatment is the answer for every child with ADHD. Instead, each child's needs and unique personal history must be carefully considered by a medical professional. For example, it's possible that your son or daughter may have an allergic reaction to certain medications, making a particular treatment unacceptable. And if your kid has anxiety or depression, A treatment plan that combines medication and behavioral therapy may be best. Your doctor will help you find the best solution for your child. With your ADHD assessment complete and a general idea of what you need to focus on with your child, it's time to take the next crucial steps. We'll begin with a clear yet simple definition of ADHD, zeroing in on the symptoms of inattention and hyperactivity impulsivity. Next, we'll explore the details medical professionals look for when they diagnose this disorder. Here's what we'll include in the mix. 1. A practical look at how ADHD affects children at different developmental stages. 2. The factors that determine the severity of ADHD. And 3. An ADHD checklist you can use as a conversation starter should you decide to meet with a healthcare professional. Let's go deeper. Understanding and loving the ADHD child. In the remainder of this chapter, we will learn what ADHD is and what's going on in a child's brain. Examine the common symptoms of ADHD. Spot the signs of ADHD in loved ones. What is attention deficit disorder? We've all encountered children who just can't seem to sit still or listen. They blurt out inappropriate comments at inappropriate moments. They talk back to adults. They don't share or take turns. And they simply can't follow instructions, regardless of how clearly the instructions are presented. Essentially, these are the signs of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. It's a neurodevelopmental disorder that is usually first diagnosed in childhood, before age 12, and can harm a child's relationships with peers and adults and can hinder their success in school. Here's how the American Psychiatric Association defines it. The essential feature of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, is a persistent pattern of inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity that interferes with functioning or development. Attention problems may include daydreaming, difficulty tuning in and staying focused, and the tendency to be easily distracted. Hyperactivity refers to fidgeting or restlessness. According to researchers at Harvard Medical School, children with ADHD probably have an underlying genetic vulnerability to developing it, but the severity of the problem is also influenced by their environment. ADHD makes it difficult for children to inhibit their spontaneous responses, which can involve everything from movement to speech to attentiveness. Sometimes these children are labeled as troublemakers or criticized for being lazy and undisciplined. However, they may have ADHD. 3 basic types of ADHD in children. Hyperactive impulsive type. Children show both hyperactive and impulsive behavior, but for the most part, they are able to pay attention. Inattentive type. These children are not overly active. They do not disrupt the classroom or other activities, so their symptoms might not be noticed. Combined type, inattentive and hyperactive impulsive. Children with this type of ADHD show both categories of symptoms. This is the most common form of ADHD. Kids with hyperactivity always seem to be in motion. They can't sit still and may dash around or talk incessantly. Children with ADHD are unable to sit still and pay attention in class. They may roam around the room, squirm in their seats, wiggle their feet, touch everything, or noisily tap a pencil. Older adolescents and adults with ADHD may feel intensely restless. Impulsivity isn't hard to spot either. Children who are overly impulsive seem unable to think before they act. As a result, they may blurt out answers to questions, make inappropriate comments, or run into the street without looking. Their impulsivity may make it difficult for them to wait for things they want or to take their turn in games. They may grab a toy from another child or hit when they are upset. They often have difficulty making and keeping friends. And who can miss the inattentive child? Youngsters who struggle with this symptom have a hard time keeping their mind focused on one thing and may get bored with a task after only a few minutes. Focusing conscious, deliberate attention to organizing and completing routine tasks may be difficult. Often, they lose track of things or forget things easily. You may notice restlessness, procrastination, problems remembering obligations, trouble staying seated during meetings or activities, or starting multiple projects at the same time, but rarely finishing them. Your child may have ADHD if there is a persistent pattern of inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity. 6 or more of the symptoms have persisted for 6 months or longer. Your child isn't developing socially or academically at a pace that's consistent with other kids his or her age. Common symptoms in children. The definitions and descriptions we've presented here are based on what the American Psychiatric Association has published in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, DSM-5, its guide for therapists and medical professionals. The symptoms of ADHD, inattention, hyperactivity, or impulsive behavior, often show up first at school. A teacher may report to parents that their child won't listen, is hyper, or causes trouble and is disruptive. A child with ADHD often wants to be a good student, but the symptoms get in the way. Teachers, parents, and friends may be unsympathetic because they see the child's behavior as bad or odd. A high level of activity and occasional impulsiveness or inattentiveness is often normal in a child, but the hyperactivity of ADHD is typically more haphazard, poorly organized, and has no real purpose. And in children with ADHD, these behaviors are frequent enough that the child has a harder-than-average time learning, getting along with others, or staying reasonably safe. ADHD symptoms can vary widely. Here are common characteristics of the disorder in the two major groups, inattention and hyperactivity. Inattention, carelessness, fails to give close attention to details or makes careless mistakes in schoolwork, at work, or during other activities. For example, overlooks or misses details. Work is inaccurate. Difficulty paying attention over time. Often has difficulty sustaining attention in tasks or play activities. For example, has difficulty remaining focused during lectures, conversations, or lengthy reading. Not appearing to be listening. Often does not seem to listen when spoken to directly. For example, mind seems elsewhere, even in the absence of any obvious distraction. Failing to follow through with teachers' or parents' requests. Often does not follow through on instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, chores, or duties in the workplace. For example, starts tasks but quickly loses focus and is easily sidetracked. Trouble organizing work, often giving the impression of not having heard the teacher's instructions. Often has difficulty organizing tasks and activities. For example, difficulty managing sequential tasks, difficulty keeping materials and belongings in order. Messy, disorganized work, has poor time management, fails to meet deadlines. Avoiding tasks that require sustained attention. Often avoids, dislikes, or is reluctant to engage in tasks that require sustained mental effort. For example, schoolwork or homework. For older adolescents and adults, preparing reports, completing forms, reviewing lengthy papers. Losing materials necessary to complete tasks. Often loses things necessary for tasks or activities. For example, school materials, pencils, books, tools, wallets, keys, paperwork, eyeglasses, mobile telephones. Becoming easily distracted. Is often easily distracted by extraneous stimuli. For example, for older adolescents and adults, may include unrelated thoughts. Forgetfulness in day-to-day activities. Is often forgetful in daily activities. For example, doing chores, running errands. For older adolescents and adults, returning calls, paying bills, keeping appointments. Hyperactivity. Excessive restlessness or fidgety behavior, often fidgets with or taps hands or feet or squirms in seat. Inability to stay seated, often leaves seat in situations where remaining seated is expected. For example, leaves his or her place in the classroom, in the office or other workplace, or in other situations that require remaining in place. Running or climbing that is inappropriate, often runs about or climbs in situations where it is inappropriate. Note, in adolescents or adults, may be limited to feeling restless. Inability to sustain quiet leisure activities, often unable to play or engage in leisure activities quietly. Driven behavior, as if on the go all the time, acting as if driven by a motor, for example, is uncomfortable or unable to be still for extended time, as in restaurants, meetings, may be experienced by others as being restless or difficult to keep up with. Excessive talking, can't seem to stop talking, even after several warnings. Impulsive behavior, acts without thinking. Frequently calling out in class, without raising hand, yelling out an answer before a question is finished. Often blurts out an answer before a question has been completed. For example, completes people's sentences, cannot wait for turn in conversation. Difficulty waiting for his or her turn in group settings. For example, while waiting in line. Frequent intrusive behavior or interrupting of others. Often interrupts or intrudes on others. For example, butts into conversations, games, or activities. May start using other people's things without asking or receiving permission. For adolescents and adults, may intrude into or take over what others are doing. 12 questions to consider. A checklist for parents. Does my child fidget a lot? Kids with ADHD simply can't sit still. They run around, fidget, and squirm in their chair when forced to sit. These extra bursts of energy they seem to exhibit can make it difficult for them to play quietly or engage calmly in leisure activities. Does my child have a short attention span for routine, everyday tasks? Kids with ADHD have a difficult time with tasks that may seem mundane to them, and they need stimulation or excitement in order to stay engaged. Many can pay attention just fine for things that are new, novel, interesting, highly stimulating, or frightening. But in general, they struggle to pay attention, even when someone is speaking directly to them. They'll say they heard you, but they won't be able to repeat what you just said. In addition, kids with ADHD may avoid tasks that require sustained mental effort, such as paying attention in class or doing homework. Is my child easily distracted? Kids with ADHD tend to notice more in their environment than others, which makes them easily distracted by outside stimuli, such as light, sounds, smells, certain tastes, or even the clothes they wear. Their keen sensitivity causes them to get off task easily. Is my child disorganized? Most people with ADHD tend to struggle with organization of time and space. They tend to be late and have trouble completing tasks on time. Many things get done at the last moment or even later. They also tend to struggle to keep their spaces tidy, especially their rooms, book bags, filing cabinets, drawers, closets, and paperwork. Is my child forgetful? Kids with ADHD may be forgetful in daily activities. They may forget to do chores or their homework. They may also lose things often, such as toys. Does my child procrastinate? Tasks and duties get put off until the last moment. Things tend not to get done until there are deadlines or someone else is mad at them for not doing it. Is my child impulsive? Many people with ADHD have issues with judgment and impulse control and struggle not to say or do things without fully thinking them through. They also have a harder time learning from their mistakes. Do I notice excessive self-focused behavior in my child? A common sign of ADHD is what looks like an inability to recognize other people's needs and desires. Are they interrupting others or having trouble waiting their turn? So,
sample complete. Ready to continue?